push and pull at your command, so you can steal my heart with your hand. You tell the seasons when it's time for them to turn, so I will trust you even when it hurts.
This is Life Radio WIFI, 1460 AM, Florence, Burlington.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. Federal workers head back to the job tomorrow, but it could be temporary. President Trump is prepared to again shut down the government if he doesn't get money for a border wall.
This is just the next step in the negotiation. We thought it was the exact right thing for the president to do at the time, and I think ultimately he'll be judged by the end of by what happens at the end of this process.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney.
I think Democrats want to look at basically the whole holistic approach, immigration reform, pathways forward to some people.
Senate Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia, both men on Fox News Sunday. 45 below in Chicago. That's what wind chills might feel like by the middle of the week.
Really cold air coming in across the northern plains. It will be there all week long, and then things get better next week. We just have to get through this week.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. This is Fox News.
Kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than 2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better mark it on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
Are you looking for a quality, accredited education for your son or daughter? Life Center Academy will provide a quality education in a Christian environment. All of our courses are taught from a biblical worldview with a curriculum that lays a solid foundation with innovative, creative instruction by our certified teachers. Our college prep courses emphasizes the teaching of life skills. Life Center Academy is located at 2045 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. For more information, call 609-499-2100 or go to our website at lcanj.org. For quality Christian education, it's Life Center Academy.
Are you a local business owner? Have you ever thought about taking your business to the next level through advertising on the radio? Too expensive, right? Life Radio WIFI has some of the most affordable rates in the Philadelphia Trenton market. Contact us today by emailing sales@liferadionj.com or go directly to our website at liferadionj.com to request your media sales kit. Today's radio market is the place to be, so advertise with Life Radio WIFI right now. You won't be disappointed.
All your favorite Christian music.
It just gives us life.
Toby Mac.
I see you in everything. All day.
Taryn Wills.
I'm really no home. And loved by you.
Ren Collective.
I am counting every blessing.
Every song just uplifts me.
Your inspiration station. Life Radio WIFI.
Good afternoon. You are tuned into Spotlight on Encouragement here on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for listening. I am Candace, your midday companion, but no, it's not the midday show. Like I said, it's the Sunday show, Spotlight on Encouragement. Now here on Spotlight Encouragement, just in case this is your first time tuning in, we like to shine a light on people doing amazing and wonderful things, you know, that people in our community can get connected with. You never know like what you're working on could bless someone else. And I want to shine a light on that and help people get their word out with amazing things that they're doing. So I have some guests in the studio with me for today. And like I said, they're this distinguished panel of guests. Like when I saw the list that was coming, I was super excited. So I'm going to let them all introduce themselves here on Life Radio. Amanda?
Hi, my name is Amanda Blasey. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm an educator. I work as a long-term substitute in New Jersey, specifically South Jersey right now, and a recent Rowan University graduate studying public relations and political science.
Okay.
And good afternoon. My name is Veronica Boone Boise, and I'm a director of curriculum and instruction in Camden City. Really excited about that recent change in my career. I'm also a Camden native, born and raised from kindergarten all the way to college, Rowan graduate after that. And I'm just happy to be here. My focus is curriculum and instruction.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brita Thetford. I am an educator from South Jersey. It's a pleasure to be here this afternoon with Ms. Candace, who I've known for such a long time.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm also a member of Sisterhood Incorporated in Burlington, New Jersey.
Hi, my name is Dr. Edem Tete. I'm a Dean of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math at Rowan College at Burlington County. We are working hard, very hard, to bring the science and technology to South Jersey. So I'm here to support my sisters on their effort to educate Africa.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so like I said, those are the panels, amazing guests that we're having here today. Thank you guys for coming in on this Sunday afternoon. I really appreciate it. So with the start of the new year, I've been asking a lot of different people, you know, is there something that God has placed on your heart? Is there something that the Lord is moving on you to do? And so, you know, I want to ask Ms. Brita, you know, like that question, like her response just amazed me. And I want her to share with you what God has put on her heart to do.
So I thank you for that. A while back, about 2 years ago, I had had an opportunity to do a vision board And my vision board unfolded into the dream that I had years ago that kind of went dormant, and that was to develop a school or to travel to Africa to work with teachers in education. So with that being said, these visions and items started coming to fruition. People started coming together. I met Veronica, Adam, Amanda, Sam, and all of us really just started talking about some of the connections that we had that were similar as what we wanted to do in education here and also abroad. And the other component of that, too, is just that in Burlington, we really have a heart for women and children. And Sisterhood had gone to Liberia in 2009. And believe it or not, they were saying they wanted to also work with curriculum and education in July. And that happens to be when we're going, July 2019, and hoping to create a conference in July of 2020. So that's part of the vision just coming to fruition and just listening to what God has for us and then hoping to bring that to fruition, to actually just bring those words and dreams that we've had, just to make them come alive.
Okay. Now what you're saying, I know sorry about that. There you go. Now, what you were saying, I know it's a lot. Like, I was looking at the information that you sent me. It's a lot of stuff that you guys are going to be doing out there. Like, can you kind of break it down for the people who are listening? Like, what exactly are you going to do? Like, I noticed various parts. So if you want to, like, start off with, like, the different parts of your mission with your group.
Okay, well, yes, we do have a few different parts. I like to say that our primary focus, especially as of yet, is education. That's kind of our main hub of focus. We also wanted to lean in with the call for tourism and the, I guess, returning to Africa, which seems to be the major theme and encouragement for especially African Americans to return to the West Africa and Ghana specifically. We also want to do more activities involving entrepreneurship and business, and work a little bit with healthcare, health and wellness in that area. So a lot of these regions kind of overlap a little bit, because when you're looking at things as far as education, then you do have to look at access and healthcare and those kind of things. When you're looking at tourism, you do have to, you know, talk about education and entrepreneurialism. So they all kind of blend together at this time, though, since everyone has a background in education or is working in education. That is kind of our first step right now.
Okay.
Also, we are planning to have some kind of a conference there. So we want to work with people in Africa to identify their issue to education, healthcare, and all the things that Amanda listed. But we don't want to go there with a solution.
Okay.
We want to go there, help them using strategy to uncover their issue, and then help them to with long-term solution.
Okay.
So pretty much that's the main goal.
Okay. Now, is there anything else you want to add on to that, like with the mission? Go ahead.
Well, with the mission, I think also too is to look at curriculum and instruction and teaching training.
Okay.
So one of the ideas that might unfold from this is possibly adding into a six-week course for educators in Ghana or in Liberia, depending upon how we can partner with the universities there. So a lot of us are educators. Mm-hmm. We're also looking for other educators who would be willing to offer some professional development in that way. So that's our theme is how we got together, and we just saw that we had a commonality in education.
Okay.
And we all had, Adam and I also have STEM as one of our common commonalities, and Veronica and I have the curriculum backgrounds as well. So there's just a thread that I think we could maybe offer abroad and also offer here. And we're also in contact with College of New Jersey, Rowan, and then possibly Rutgers. We have to see how those items might be able to offer some teachers and educators who might be able to travel with us as well.
Okay. Now, do you have like contact already there, like set up for you? Do you?
That's okay. Right. Yes. Yeah, we have a couple of contact already there. We are planning to have a trip in July.
Okay.
And the July trip is pretty much to go and meet our contact and discuss really what the logistics supposed to be. So we have a couple of contact there, high level contact actually.
Already set up. Okay. She's like, yes.
And one of the things that we've been working with is actually working with people who were are Americans or have now become Ghanaian citizens who are providing access for us to schools, to universities. And these are people who were once educators here in the States, and they've taken the opportunity, and they've been in Ghana between 10 and about 30 years for one of them. So we're working closely with them, learning the logistics, learning things about the culture, and just kind of tapping their brain to find out where we can be most effective as we try to serve the people of Ghana and also Liberia.
Okay. So with that, I do have another question, but do you want to add to that? Or are you okay? Okay. I do have a question about, like I said, I'm looking at it, like listening to what you're saying. This is pretty big. Like you're saying you're kind of setting up some curriculum in a conference. So I wanted to know if you can kind of talk about how you're going to bring that all together, kind of if you can lay out some little plans on how you plan on doing that. Because I know people are listening, especially like coming from here and going over there. Like, how do you plan on kind of stepping out? But we're going to take a quick break first. Then we come back and we can discuss that a little bit further. All right.
Okay.
You're tuned into Spotlight on Encouragement here on Life Radio, WIFI, your inspiration station.
Business owner, have you ever thought about taking your business to the next level through advertising on the radio? Too expensive, right? Life Radio WIFI has some of the most affordable rates in the Philadelphia Trenton market. Contact us today by emailing sales at liferadionj.com or go directly to our website, at liferadionj.com to request your media sales kit. Today's radio market is the place to be, so advertise with Life Radio WIFI right now. You won't be disappointed. The Spirit of New Jersey, Life Radio WIFI.
You're tuned into Spotlight on Encouragement here on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station. I'm here with my distinguished guests, as I said earlier. I'm not going to try to say their names and mess it up. And it was Edem, right?
Yes.
Edem, Brita, yes. Veronica, and Amanda, correct?
Yes.
Ah, right. Yeah. Okay, I got it right. I wasn't going to do it. I was actually going to have you guys introduce yourselves again. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that, Candace. But in there, I know we were talking, guys discussed a lot, and I kind of wanted to unpack it just a little bit. Some of the things you were discussing, Amanda, if you can kind of break a little bit of it down, sure. The parts.
Sure. So when we first came together and just started talking about what we wanted to do with this project and with the conference, we wanted to make sure that all the efforts that we did were backed up by research and information that was actually needed, because sometimes when you're looking at outreach programs, they tend to put in what they think is going to work, and they tend to offer solutions that, you know, sometimes weren't not even asked for, and can have some pop-up problems. So before we, you know, step foot in, you know, anywhere, we wanted to kind of get as much information as best we could without being there in person to kind of assess the concerns, the needs, the opportunities that are happening right now. So we have two countries of interest right now in West Africa, being Liberia and Ghana. For the sake of our trip in July, where we are going to Ghana, we kind of focused on that needs assessment first. And the major areas that we looked at were education, tourism, like I said before, and health and wellness, not associated with nutrition, but basically like viral diseases, things of that nature. So I guess I would just go through the first one, which is our biggest one, which is education, of course, because that's everyone's biggest focus. And we found out that Ghana does very much recognize and acknowledge that education is a huge, huge factor into the improvement and something that definitely needs to be invested in, which was great. And they were able to, through my research, I was able to find certain areas that certain policies had been put in place to try to fix and made kind of opportunities for us to maybe assist in that. Some of those areas, the major ones were the educators, which is basically a lack of, you know, training for the teachers, having a consistent level of training and licensing when it comes to the teachers. Some of them are new, some have been there not very long at all, so it's a different level of education, and it's not one solidified area. And just things as far as just not having enough supplies or the enough space for the students there, the infrastructure problems. And then there were other things, certain secondary problems that come up that include, like, for young girls having problems with health things, including, like, their times of the month, menstruation and things, and that can sometimes be a secondary issue that can keep children from school. Certain times of the year, if it's extremely rainy and there's no infrastructure, that can be a problem for them, and that can cause hardships when it comes to education, transportation, and things of that nature. So it was a few, you know, areas that we looked into, but I think, you know, focusing on the educators, you know, acknowledging that infrastructure is an issue, and just having an accessibility to education for students throughout the entire nation, not just in rural and urban areas.
Yeah, I think the list is very long.
Yeah.
But,
well, that's the thing. Is like, I keep looking. I'm like, man, it's a lot of stuff. How do you guys plan to do? It's a lot.
So
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I spent half of my life in Africa, and when you get there, you know that there is a need, and that list is not even exhaustive.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
But the first trip will help a lot. And I think if we center everything around education, I think education is the key. Everything Amanda just said, if we center that around education, then it will not be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
I think with education, I think African people can pretty much develop every single thing that we are talking about. with education, we can make it happen.
I think another thing that everything that Amanda has mentioned and what Adam has mentioned as well is about access.
Yeah.
So when we go on our trip, one of the things that we're going to find out is how best do we provide teacher training? How best do we provide access for teacher training? What kinds of programs can we help teachers put together that actually provide access for students to get information? For example, are we going to look at online training? Are we going to look at untraditional or non-traditional methods of educating the youth, or non-traditional forums for educating the youth? Those things also have to be considered with our teachers as well. So when we're going in, taking a look at what is needed and how can we best provide the needs. So that's going to be a really interesting conversation and really thinking outside the box about what we can do to be a service to the people of West Africa.
Yeah. Because I think most importantly, too, is just a partnership, understanding that some of the same concerns we have here in the United States also is in West Africa as well. So one of the important components is just seeing how we can utilize our skills and also working with other professionals to offer hopefully accreditation and different training to some of the teachers also in Africa. We're very excited to go see the schools, all the elementary, the middle, and the high schools there, and also the universities. So that's also something that we're looking forward to doing.
Yeah, so talking about, now I'm getting excited.
I was waiting for this. I'm like, wait a minute. You should have heard them before the mics came on. So this calm group right now, I'm like, no, this is not who I am.
So talking about higher education, the university, we have a lot of resources here in South Jersey through Warren College at Burlington County. So we don't have to do everything there. Through collaboration, we can offer some quality level online courses. Okay. And also there are professors at Warren College at Burlington County that we can use to assist us for long-term solution. Okay. We're talking about higher education type of impact that we want to make there.
As far as, of course, combined with higher education is making sure the students have access, meaning access intellectually.
That's right.
Access when it comes to being able to read and comprehend at high levels. And about 90% of the children in Ghana, and probably more in Liberia because of the situation there, are not reading on grade level. So they're reading, but not at really high levels, and they're not reading and comprehending at high levels. So without that being rectified, then we no longer have access to those high-level topics that are aligned in STEM. So we have to make sure students are reading and instructed at a high level very early on, so when the university comes in, they will be able to take advantage of that. Those students who are reading at a high level, who are highly intellectual or well taught, a lot of those students are going to different countries for higher education and contributing to those environments and those societies, and it becomes a deficit for West Africa. So I'm always looking at the root of it. What happens at the beginning, because the input is going to directly impact the output.
Now, I know you were talking about the different colleges that you're connected with, and I know we're going to talk about this probably a little later, but I just kind of brought it up right now. Let's say you're not connected with a college or something like that. Like, do you have to be connected with a college to connect with you guys in order to work with this program?
Not at all. No, we're definitely looking for educators that are not connected to colleges. But we're all in educational systems. Camden, I'm in Trenton currently, but I'm sure there's teachers who would like to get involved. And hopefully if we can get a 6-week course together eventually, or even for the conference in 2020, if they would like to be partners with us, we would definitely accept that. We look forward to that because, again, they would bring the expertise of the different content areas of math, language arts, gifted and talented. All those components are very important.
Okay. Now, is there I know with the educators, how about youth? Are you working with any youth in this project here? Because I know we have a college student here, correct?
I'm the president of youth.
It's me. That's my job. So, But yes, like that I was just wondering about that. You know, like, are you bringing like other, you know, younger people there with you in order to work on this project?
Right. Yes. Well, in short, yes. Yeah, that's definitely. I would say that having younger people, especially since there seems to be a upswing of enthusiasm around Africa and investing in Africa when it comes to younger people, I would say that is definitely. There's, you know, full invitation and there's full invitation to have younger people to engage with this project. So absolutely, I would say that I think I'm the youngest in the group as of right now. But anyone who is inclined to get involved, especially since, you know, millennials definitely have more of a encouragement to reconnect with Africa, to travel, to, you know, be a little bit more involved in things than we say our predecessors were. So yes. Come on, everyone.
We welcome you. Yes.
That's good.
And there's the largest population in Ghana, based on the research that we've done, are youth.
I saw that,
so,
yes.
Yeah, so there are youth, so we do need youth to be involved. I'm even, as I spoke to Brita earlier, I thought about, you know, we have so many different exchange programs with different countries. On the district I just left had an exchange program with Sweden. The district that I'm entering has an exchange program with Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. So why don't we have an exchange program with West Africa?
Yes.
So that's something as we go and explore, particularly this summer, and looking at the infrastructure, what's available. We have previous educators from the States there. That's something that's very much a possibility.
So telling you a little bit about what we have done exchanging with Africa, at RCBC One College before. So we had a partnership in Ghana, and we took a group of students to Ghana before, and the program was open to anybody in Burlington County. So anybody could travel with us when we went. So that program can be revived and open to anybody who want to travel, and we can join that to this effort.
Oh, you can? Okay. Yeah. What was the name of that program?
Well, it's just an exchange.
Just exchange. Yeah,
exchange
okay.
program with Ghana.
And I wonder, sister, did they know about that?
No, we're just learning about that right now. Like,
well, I see your writing like, okay. No,
We work with.
It was just funny right how now. You were like, okay. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I think we did not market the program very well.
Can I hear about that either?
We work
can
with.
I love stuff like that.
Do that, right?
Yes. We work with an organization, a local organization called SICOM International, and we rely heavily on them to market the program in the community. But next time we'll do a good job, a better job doing
yes,
that.
Yes, just tell us. We'll put it out there.
Put it out there, absolutely.
That's right.
Okay, you're listening to Spotlight on Encouragement here on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station. Stay tuned. I have more information coming from our distinguished panel right here. Keep it here. Let's see what's coming up. Brandon Murphy, I love this song, My Life. You're listening to Life Radio.
I'm one of the usual suspects. I'm an unlikely candidate. I never deserve such grace. If you know me, you know I've been changed. You and me, we're not that different. Truth is, don't want you to miss this. Beautiful, beautiful purpose you were made for. Honestly, I could say it 100 ways. I could tell you 1,000 times. But if you really want to see redemption, take a look at my life. I'm not who I was before. Look in my eyes. I'm not hiding anymore. Yeah, we all fall short and perfect. And I'm the living proof. So if you think God's love, never find you. Take a look at my life. So tell me all your misconceptions, 'cause I know I felt how you feel. You are not alone. We all need something real. And I could say it 100 ways. I could tell you 1,000 times. But if you really wanna see redemption,
take a look at my life. I'm not who I was before.
Life Radio WIFI can now be found on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We would love to hear from you today on social media. What are you waiting for? Like us on Facebook and tweet us now with your requests. Powerful.
People, it's time to look up. Fix your eyes on Jesus and live with hope in your heart. It's time to change your posture. And if you will change your posture, it will change your perspective.
Dynamic.
If we don't manage our emotions will manage us.
Inspirational.
There's not one person in this room that at some time or another doesn't need a word of encouragement.
Life-changing.
My soul may be in a mess, but my spirit has been purchased by the blood of Jesus, and I love and serve a God who will never leave me nor forsake me.
It's the ministry of Pastor Russ Hodgins at the Fountain of Life, 2035 Columbus Road, Burlington, New Jersey. Service times are at 9 and 11 a.m. For more information, go to our website at flcnj.org or call us at 609-499-2131. See you on Sunday at the Fountain of Life.
Life Radio.
This is Life Radio WIFI, 1460 a.m., Florence, Burlington.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. Federal workers head back to the job tomorrow, but it could be temporary. President Trump is prepared to again shut down the government if he doesn't get money for a border wall.
This is just the next step in the negotiation. We thought it was the exact right thing for the president to do at the time, and I think ultimately he'll be judged by the end of by what happens at the end of this process.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney.
I think Democrats want to look at basically the whole holistic approach, immigration reform, pathways forward to some people.
Senate Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia, both men on Fox News Sunday. 45 below in Chicago. That's what wind chills might feel like by the middle of the week.
Really cold air coming in across the northern plains. It will be there all week long, and then things get better next week. We just have to get through this week.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. This is Fox News.
It's time for some straight talk. Some folks say less is more. That's ridiculous. More is more. And when you buy a new phone from Straight Talk Wireless, we'll give you 50% more high-speed data for the same low price. That's 50% more data for posting selfies, more for streaming cute baby videos, more for whatever you want. Get 3 gigs for $35 or 15 gigs for $45 and America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks with no contract. Straight Talk Wireless.
The Spirit of New Jersey, Life Radio WIFI.
Stuck as those around your heart. Good afternoon. You are tuned in to Spotlight on Encouragement here on Life Radio, your inspiration station. Okay, I'm going to try it again. Edim.
Yes.
Brita.
Yes.
Veronica.
Yes.
And Amanda. Okay. They are our guests for today, and they're talking about this amazing, amazing, I would say opportunity that they're bringing to the continent. You know, I mean, it's probably, I know you've spoken to two different specific countries, but I think it's probably going to go out to other countries as well, mm-hmm. like what you guys are doing. But I know you wanted to touch on something else. Did we miss a part?
Yes, I just wanted to talk about how I got to this place.
Okay.
And where when Brita and I connected, it was like a perfect storm, like the perfect thing was happening at the perfect time. My passion for education has been here for a while, but back when Trayvon Martin was killed, I started going to God and asking him, what do I do to be a part of the solution? How do I channel my energy so that I am not angry and I'm helping people and youth just to do better? So out of that came the idea of something called Hard Histories, which I implemented in my previous district. And Hard Histories is a curriculum that looks at the perspective of people in the United States, the historical perspective, through the lens of immigrants, through the lens of women, through the lenses of African Americans. It's the missing history that we don't hear a lot about. So and working with that and studying about those Hard Histories, I found that there's a whole nother story or almost an understory that's not being told here. And if it was told here, we would have a different country than we do now because we have a better understanding about what's happening now and what has happened. Well, in that and having conversations with other people and researching, and I ran across a lot of different people. And one of those people introduced me to a woman in Ghana who was an expatriate. She was very interested in creating a curriculum that's Afrocentric for Africa, which sounds kind of strange a little bit, but she talked about how the curriculum was a British curriculum. So it was a colonialized curriculum.
Okay.
And she wanted to be involved in creating a curriculum or pathways or actually influencing the curriculum so the people, the story of the people in Ghana could actually be told so they wouldn't be left out of their own history. And in that conversation, I decided that I was going to go back to Africa because it is the year of the return, the 400th year since the slave trade. And so it's the time to go. I had already planned to go with my daughter Amanda and other people. And then in that midst of that, through an altruistic solution to a problem, I had a conversation with Brita. And we realized we were in the same mindset, the same vein of just helping our people be better here and abroad. So it was kind of a wonderful thing that we came together. Different pathways to get us here, mm-hmm. maybe a different reason, but all moving in the same direction to be an asset to the continent.
And that was the question I wanted to know. Like I said, looking at the project, which you guys are undertaking is huge. So I wanted to know, like, what finally made you think, okay, this is what I have to do? Like, what made you say this is the year to do it?
You know, I think Veronica hit the nail on the head. It's just a matter of it being a perfect time for that to happen. Everything came together. I had met Sam Blango. He's not here today, but he is part of CECOM International. And he was sharing with us that he was going to Liberia and to Ghana. And just pretty much just the connections with Edom and everything just came together. That we started having meetings together and just talking about what are the commonalities. So some people met with us early on. The visions weren't the same.
Okay.
But after time, we realized that, you know what, we all have this experience, we all really want to do this, and it's just a passion that it's finally the time to do it. And I didn't know it was the year of the return either. And when I
was
going to
ask,
that,
I've never heard of that before, the year of the return. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it just happens to be something going on spectacular in July, and we thought, wow, this is really just coming together. So it really is just God's purpose and plan, and it unfolds. It's one of those seeds that sprouts over time,
okay,
right? Because it was laying dormant, so we thought. But of course, if you can't see it, doesn't mean that it's dormant, it's just growing. So now it's starting to sprout. And so now, after all that research that we've done, all of the understanding that we now mm-hmm. have, even with curriculum, sometimes it takes time before you have enough gifting to do what you're called to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's where we all are.
That was good, because like I said, in Spotlight Encouragement, like I said, I want to shine a light on what people are doing. Sometimes you are... you know, you have it in your heart to do something, but like you said, it takes time. It sounded like you guys were prepping for quite some time.
Yes.
To get, it wasn't just like, okay, I'm just going to pop up and do this. It sounded like you've been prepping and prepping and praying.
Absolutely.
You know, for an open door or something like that. So he's like, yeah.
No, I love that. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
So in that, as people are listening and thinking themselves, okay, I would love to move out. Like, what would you say to them? Like, someone listening right now, like, I have an idea, something that God has placed on my heart. Like, what would you say to them listening?
I would say just get started. Just do the research. Get started. There will be obstacles, but just keep moving. You don't know where it's going to lead. When I prayed and said, okay, Lord, what can I do? I didn't know what that was going to be. And then all this information started dropping in my lap, and I knew I had to create a curriculum that would be taught in public schools so children can see themselves in a different light. And that has led to so many other things. So just basically just, what is the quote is, you know, take the first step and the path will appear. And I definitely subscribe to that. That's been true for my life. And even in this situation, take the first step and it will appear. Don't worry about where you're going. Just take the first step in faith and it will appear, the path will appear. Yeah.
Okay. They're like, nope, she covered that. Everyone's looking at her like, mm-mm.
Honest way to look at any type of project, because how many times do you start out with a project and you think it's something, you try to define it in your mind, it doesn't work out, and I think it's a much more realistic and, you know, potentially productive way of being like, okay, this is what we want to do, but we're still flexible, we're still learning, we're still receiving information about it, and it's a living, breathing work rather than like a stagnant work that, mm-hmm. that may or may not fit into what the need is there.
So for me, I think it's easier to decide and be part of the group because, again, I spent half of my life there, so I know there is a need. I understand what they are talking about, but I feel like I've been going to Africa to teach and do things, but I feel like this is a special group, and this group will have what we are thinking about. We have more impact than what I've been doing for years. So I would say that if you are thinking about it, there are many, many ways to serve. You can serve from here. You don't have to go. And you can go there to serve as well. So I think there is something for everybody. Just talk to the white people, do the white research, and you fit in.
And I was going to ask that too. So you moved on before I could. Good, good. I was going to say, like I said, such a huge endeavor. I know you're looking for help, but I was going to say, if you could, like, what areas are you looking specifically for? I know you said educators, definitely. Is there anything else, like, outside of educators that you still are in need of at this point of helping you on this path?
I think anyone who has an interest or background in public health, that would be a huge, 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 need to come and help. Anyone who has any entrepreneurial ambitions. Anyone who has a background or an interest in public policy, foreign affairs, foreign relations, anything of that nature. And even if you don't have a fully formed idea of what you want to do, but you have a call to serve in some way, there's definitely a way to, you know, find a place for you.
So let's say I might not be able to do like all of that stuff that you, so I could just come and just like help wherever you guys just need help. I could be there to help you guys. Like that's okay to do. Okay.
Absolutely.
I like that idea. Yeah. All right. So now we talked about all this. How can people reach you? Do you have that information? Because I know people are listening, and if you want to share that, like if they want to learn more about your group and what you're looking to do, I know you have a conference coming up. You guys, a lot of stuff, things you still are working on that you couldn't fully talk about right now, which I understand, which is why I'm going to bring you back. And you're going to be discussing that as you go on. You guys are coming back as plans move forward to update us on how things are going. But how can people get in contact you? Well, contact you for more information.
Okay, so I'm going to give out my number. I'm going to be brave about this.
I might have to edit that. I'm not going to edit it out. Go ahead.
So if you want to contact me, Brita Thetford, you can contact me in regards to 609-614-0177. 609-614-0177.
to make sure they have it.
And I think pretty soon we come back, we're going to have a website.
Yes, I was looking for that.
We'll have a website and mm-hmm. an email address
yes.
that people can. But for now.
So we do have an email that we can use for okay. now. It's an old one, but still it's usable.
Go ahead.
myangelt@hotmail.com. So it's myangelta@hotmail.com. Any messages or information you want to send, and we can contact you through there. myangelta@hotmail.com.
Amen. Is he Rita? Are you okay? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Please go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And we're also able to be contacted on the WhatsApp
yes,
as well.
Yes, that's fine. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back. And I have a question that I always ask people that come in. They're brave enough to let me ask them on air and not behind the scenes. Okay, you're listening to Spotlight on Encouragement here on Life Radio, WIFI, your inspiration station.
Inside me, and you call me out to pull me in. You tell me I can start again, and I don't need to keep on hiding. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so like you to keep pursuing. It's so like me to go astray. But you guard my heart with your truth, the kind of love that's bulletproof. And I surrender to your kindness. Oh, I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? I cannot find the reasons why you'd give me so much. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? Now I cannot find the reasons why you give me so much. I'm fully known, fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no, you won't let go, no matter what I do. It's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known.
To the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station. The Spirit of New Jersey, Life Radio WIFI.
Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station. You're tuned into Spotlight on Encouragement. Every time I turn the mic off, they stop. It's like, I want them to keep talking. Yeah, I know. It's like, I'm sitting, okay, they're talking. I'm going to turn the mics on real quick. No, they stopped talking. Okay. Like I said, we're here. We're talking about this amazing, amazing opportunity that my panelists here are talking about, what they're looking to do. I'm sorry, the name. Could you tell me the name again?
Well, we're still working on a name, but that's Rise. What I thought.
Okay, Rise. Okay.
What we're looking at. Rise is the name that we're
Rise. Okay, yeah. They're talking about Rise, and you're going to Afwell, to Ghana and
Liberia.
And Liberia, yes. Yes. Now, your trip is coming up when for this year?
Looking to travel for this year, the 23rd of July to the 31st of July. We're going to have a little overlap, and then we'll be planning our conference in July 2020, and we'll give you those dates a little bit later.
Yes, and you guys will be coming back to discuss what happened. Because I know right now you couldn't really get into all the details. Because I know you're still working that out. Yes. So I definitely want to bring you guys back to update everybody on how you're progressing in it, what took place over there. I wish I could go. But anyway,
come on,
I wish I could go so badly. But yeah, we'll definitely be talking about that, and I can't wait to bring you guys back. So are you prepared for the question?
I'm nervous.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Wait, they sat back like, oh gosh. Yeah. It's a fun question. It's nothing that I always ask people this question. If you could choose someone to narrate your life, who would it be and why?
Oh, well, I would choose Maya Angelou.
Okay.
Because I know she would put the appropriate color and spin on the stories of my life. That is why.
Okay, that's Veronica. Okay, anyone else?
I think, I don't know why, but the name that came to my head was Morgan Freeman.
Okay. I think everybody.
You know, he's like the voice of God. So I just think that would be a very like omnipresent voice. Overall. Yeah, so Morgan Freeman, yeah.
I'm just going to go with Oprah.
Okay.
Because you know, Oprah Winfrey, her voice, mm-hmm. her talent, her intellect, I think it would just be wonderful to have her tell my story.
Still thinking. I think I would go with Obama.
Okay.
Okay.
Just because the way he talked, I think he would be a good salesperson if he was not a politician.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
Oh. Did you sing it?
Yeah, I like that.
I didn't think about that. It was a musical. I might have to add that to it. Good one. I like that. Yes. Okay, thank you guys for coming
thank
in
you.
And sharing thank everything.
You.
Loved you guys coming in. So much fun. Can't wait for you to come back because I want to learn more. Keep in touch so I can find out what's going on. Like I said, I would love to come. But also, I want to share this information. I know some people, you know, some of my friends have been talking about, you know, going there, visiting there, but they want to work when they go there. They
yes.
want to go there with a purpose. So I can't wait to share this information with them and see how maybe everyone can hook up together and just go on over and do some great work.
That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you are tuned into Spotlight on Encouragement here on Life Radio, WIFI, your inspiration station. Okay, today, okay, around like 6:30, doors open at Resonate. Resonate in Delran, New Jersey, Calvary Church, 713 Conroe Road. Yes, we're going to be there tonight. Life Radio is going to be there. Andrew Torres, our morning guy. Sean, the Overcomers. They roll deep. There's a lot of them. They are coming there at Calvary Church, and I will be there as well. The doors open at 6:30. We hope to see you guys there. Pray you can turn out. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Life Radio.
message, seen it in an instant. I got a lighthouse shining in the distance. I feel the stillness even when it isn't.